Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. How, where, when, under, inside, whatever, whomever, etc. Yeah, wherever you're getting us, we appreciate the hell out of all the time you're giving us. Oops. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Tweet us, share with us, call us. I forgot the number, but I'll remember in a minute.
We don't have a number.
We do.
How are you going to call us?
323-601-LIBS.
323-601-LIBS.
Somebody called it earlier. I got a notice.
You can leave a voice
on
now.
My telly that someone called it earlier.
Hello.
But
I thought you were saying you could call in during the show.
No, just to call, leave us a message.
All right. And we would like to hear from you.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Give share. Thanks for sharing with us your time. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, everybody?
How's it going?
Too many Schittler. Oops. I'm sorry.
No,
I don't mean to interrupt
that.
Your voice thingy. Ain't Schittler supposed to speak tonight on television?
He is.
What the fuck is? Well, I was thinking about this. What does he have left to say that he hasn't said? I mean.
Allegedly, is going to be uplifting.
Oh, really?
Tonight.
It's inspirational.
Well, they said that about the inauguration.
Right.
And that sounded like a chapter from Lord of the Rings.
Jesus Christ. Do you remember all the blood imagery?
It was horrible. The carnage. He used the word carnage.
Carnage. You're right. It's supposed to be hopey fucking changey.
The American carnage.
Yeah.
So the drama.
Right. Tonight's good. You think tonight will be like Festivus again?
God, I hope so. I was trying earlier, but the internet went and had some kind of a infarction.
It had a stroke.
With the Amazon, one of the Amazon web servers having a grabber, apparently.
Right.
And it shows just how susceptible we are.
Right.
Because a lot of things went down.
Ooh.
Apparently, I don't even know how that works, but our stream...
Yes.
I don't believe was interrupted. I believe it was a strong, unswollen prostate type stream.
That is disgusting, Pat.
But I could not get into the...
Oh, yeah?
I could not get into the web.
Couldn't bust in there.
To put stuff up. But now, apparently, everything seems to be working.
No, it's not. I just got a fucking error message from Hootsuite. Burn in hell, bitches.
Might be up and down. But I was able to get in there and put in the new K-Voice. So
there's a brand new K-Voice today?
If you're listening to us live this Tuesday, there is a brand new K-Voice, Kelly the Voice, sharing with us the latest... From La Resistance.
Eh, oui, oui, fuck you.
From The Resistance.
Oh, yes.
I hate to make the Les Mis comparisons because that didn't go real well.
It did.
Spoiler
eventually.
Alert.
I mean, all the bad people got their heads cut off, didn't it?
Not after that one. That was that little student rebellion.
In France?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't go well.
I remember the musical.
It got knocked down. Empty chairs at empty tables. It didn't.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. I mean, this isn't going well if you're not white.
True.
I mean, people are getting deported, detained.
Even if you are white, if you're liberal.
Right.
Then you're apparently an enemy of the state, especially liberal media.
Mean, you know, if you're a white person, you're a figurative enemy. If you're a person of color or gay, they're actually coming for your rights. Like, not even indirectly. It's crazy.
Yeah. A lot of creepy shit going on from Jefferson Beauregard. Every time he speaks now, it's really, I just picture one of those.
He's a gargoyle.
One of those mullahs in fucking Iran.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting there cross-legged, just pontificating and just smugly being unquestionable. And he's like, he's talked about weed today. Oh, it ain't looking good. He talked about, I've got the stories coming up, but it ain't looking good.
You know, it's like he spent his whole life being this Jeff Sessions, Beauregard, being one of these hardliner right-wing conservatives, racist, not even like really ashamed about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now he's rewarded. All these fucking racist white guys right now are happy. They're fucking happy.
Delighted.
It's disgusting. So fucking gross.
The Nazis also, the KKK.
They love it.
Quite a cuddly bunch.
The reviews are in, Schittler. You're very popular among racists.
Right. I saw somebody today. It might have been a comment on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook. Yes. .com/crabdiving. Also, you could tweet us during the show. Don't forget at crabdiving, one word, crabdiving. But I think somebody, tweeted or put a comment on one of our stories. They looked at somebody else. No, I think it was a tweet because they looked at somebody else's Twitter profile and it said, you're a real racist. You said all racists or all Republicans are racist. And the guy answered, no. Obviously you can't read. Yeah. I said, all racists are Republican.
Yeah. And well, actually, yeah. I agree with that. All racists are Republican
right now, but most,
I really don't know any Republican. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around a guy that would identify themselves as a Republican and be able to effectively compartmentalize all the racist shit that party stands for. And not kind of admit to themselves that, yes, I'm not concerned about black people. Well, I think their problems are less than mine.
But they're part of the Kool-Aid cocktail.
Yes.
That they get is that they're not racist.
Yeah, but they are.
Is that it's racist, first of all, to say they're racist. But it's they say that it's that the Democrats are the racists. They're the ones who want to keep black people, just want to throw welfare money at them, even though they ignore the stat
that
more white people are on welfare in this country than black people. But their image of white people on welfare are just momentarily depressed, hardworking patriots to them. Black people on welfare, however.
Oh, yes.
That's where your racism probably falls in.
There's racist Democrats, too.
Sure.
I mean, you know.
Welcome to my old neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably not as alarmed about Trump as people of color or gay people are, you know?
South Side of Chicago.
Yeah. That's the worst kind of racism.
Blue as fuck, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the liberals. I mean, it's like, that's so evil because you can compartmentalize all these liberal things that you believe in, but yet you don't care that, I don't know.
Well, they do the black friend thing.
Oh, I have black friends.
I know some good ones.
Oh, yes.
I used to hear that. That was a famous phrase when I was growing up in my neighborhood. Ugh. There's some good ones.
Racism's deep.
That's how they think they're not racist, by saying, well, there's some good ones, and then there are the N-words.
Right.
Like there's white trash.
Well, you know what rednecks say? Rednecks say, I like black people. It's just when they get in a big group.
Right, when they travel in packs, white roving packs of N-words like Mel Gibson was worried about.
And to that I would say, well, I think black people probably feel the same about you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
They don't like it when you're in a big group.
Right.
Fucking with them.
Right. Especially when there's hoods.
Yeah.
And burning crosses.
Oh, yeah. All that shit. It's sad.
We can see what is going on in our headlines.
Yes.
I just pressed the wrong
button. Oh, shit.
Press the wrong button. I should be a bitch.
You shall be flogged.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, February 28th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Oh, hope so.
Hello, gay god.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, Huffington Post,
eat my dick.
Photograph of POTUS sitting, looking, you know, kind of befuddled, sitting next to the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Eddie Kunster.
Oh, yes.
The Republican Paul Ryan from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Fuck him.
And it says Dems smell blood in the water.
Oh, yeah. Let's go get him.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's fuck him up.
The it says the Democrat responding to Trump's big speech has a warning for the president. Oh, so tonight, like you were saying earlier, the president is getting ready to give his first, joint addressing the Congress,
joint
session of Congress tonight.
It's going to be a shit show.
Steve Beshear, former Kentucky governor,
was he in Fargo?
Will be delivering the Democratic Party's official response.
Who is he? White?
Well, you know, kind of, sure.
God damn
and
it.
He's old.
I'm just saying. I don't mean to be like on the white thing, but really, I mean, liberals, we need some diversity. I don't mean to be a dick, but shit. Does it have to be a white guy? Put Maxine Waters out there. She's got the right fucking idea.
They want to mainly I guess the strategy involved in putting Beshear up, who is no longer in office and 72 years old,
right,
is that he is the poster child for Obamacare success.
Oh, okay.
In Kentucky, remember, he rebranded
it.
He put a little white label over the black Obamacare and made it KY Connect or whatever, and that's when sadly, the people of Kentucky, we found out, they love them, their KY Connect,
shit.
But they hate them, that evil tyranny of the Obamacare.
It's the same fucking thing. What?
So they're thinking that maybe this Beshear guy will be kind of, a way of...
Are they trying to talk to the American people?
Yeah, I don't know if this is the right way to go.
It's not.
I don't think this is the right way to go. I think they're trying the same shit that Hillary was doing.
Right.
Which was, you know, trying to instead of saying, fuck the purple states, fuck that shit.
Yes.
As far as trying to appeal to conservatives in purple states, rally the progressives, rally the true populists, the Bernie populists in those purple states.
Yeah. You know, I mean...
Go liberal, I mean, I'm saying. Go more progressive.
Absolutely.
Don't try to stick four dicks in your mouth at the same time.
Van Nuys problems. Listen, man, you're right. We have a party that is embarrassed to be fucking progressive. They are embarrassed... I don't know what the fuck it is. They're embarrassed to speak up. They're embarrassed to be loud. Like, there was this thing, like, Hillary was nominated because
not
it,
us.
No,
not it was between two and four p.m.
Fucking, yeah, man. they did the Hillary thing because it was safe and it was right and it made them fucking comfortable. But,
yes,
but white progressives, and it is about race. They don't have the luxury. We shouldn't take the luxury of being comfortable anymore. Let's speak out and get mad. And
right.
Why is this guy speaking? Why not the hammer? It's time. You're laughing. You think it's not time for the hammer? I mean, Bannon's in the White House.
Well, true.
I mean, we have Nazis in the White House. We can't get the Republicans. Think about how repugnant the Republicans are right now. We can't get them together to investigate Russia.
Well, right.
How much money? Because
they like what he's doing. They're going to pass some heinous shit, and he's going to rubber stamp it and say yes and sign it.
You know, in The Sopranos, I think it was season 3, Tony was having problems getting his captains to make collections and getting people to pay up. And so he called Italy. He had this guy, I think his name was Sergio or something, some lunatic with a ponytail. Because he needed the hammer. He needed somebody to come through and literally break everyone's kneecaps to get them to pay. He sent this guy with a baseball bat into a seedy massage parlor in New Jersey. Now, the massage parlor wasn't paying him his protection money. But after the Italian did, with the ponytail, went through with the aluminum baseball bat and fucked everybody up, guess what they did? They paid him.
You can act like a man!
Why can't the Democrats get mad and angry? And I'm speaking about the violence figuratively. I don't mean that.
Well, they're trying.
We're pussies.
The election of Perez as the head of the DNC, maybe not the best sign for that to continue.
Whatever.
But hopefully. I mean, who knows? They got to start. We need somebody now. We need a champion right now to set up for 2020.
Do you know what we sound like? We sound like people waiting for Donald Trump to act presidential. We do. Because we have been saying for years, we need the Democrats to put up somebody with fire. We need this.
We need Obama again.
They haven't.
We need another Obama.
Yeah. No, I mean, we waited the whole election. See, that's the shittiness of the Democratic Party. They know that liberals aren't going anywhere. Where am I going to go? To the Republicans? They're racist.
Right.
I hate them. So I'm gonna be a Dem. So they don't have to do anything. I mean, they've got me.
Well, yeah, I think Jill Stein done poisoned the well a little bit over at the Green Party now. If these allegations of her being pretty cozy to the Putin-y wing of, I don't know, Russia. She's pictures of her. That same dinner where they showed the pictures of Mike Flynn sitting at a table with Vladdy Putin, sitting two seats away on the other side of Vlad Putin, Jill fucking Stein.
Right.
And I don't think it was covered enough, some of the ties that were alleged and exposed of her campaign to the whole Russian thing and how her campaign all of a sudden started going anti-Hillary. Remember that? It was like, well, wait a second. The Dems crawling more progressive should be welcomed by the Green Party. And with the imminent threat of Donald J.
Yes.
I mean, one would have thought a real progressive would have said, okay, you know what, Green Party, we just need to hold our noses and vote for Hillary because we're only going to get 3% of the fucking vote.
Right.
And but right now, this is an existential threat to the Republic. And she didn't. She said she was the one of the loudest. Hillary's the most corrupt person ever to walk the planet, screamers.
Yeah.
And still is. She's still trolling Hillary at times.
That sucks, man.
And when people question her, they were like, wait a minute, worse than Trump?
How is she,
You're worse than Trump.
But why does she matter? Does she still matter? I mean, is she a factor? Jill Stein?
Yeah, she's still, inexplicably, right. out representing the Green Party, right? Kinda.
But fuck the Green Party. I mean, honestly, I mean, they aren't even relevant. We're talking about, like, for instance, like Maxine Waters. What did she do? We're reading some story before we went on the air today. She's not gonna shake Trump's hand at his.
She's not going to the speech.
She's not going.
I think.
Why don't all the Dems not go then? Why don't we do something badass like that?
Well, yeah.
Because we white liberals allowed Trump to get elected. That is the truth. That and so did Russia, and so did a bunch of other bullshit. But one thing we can say for certain, that if white liberals had gone out en masse and voted.
Young white liberals.
Right. We wouldn't have Trump.
Young white liberals, in my opinion, kind of fell for the Putin disinformation campaign.
Because they're white, and they've had the fucking luxury. They can vote for Donald Trump or not vote because, hey, their life isn't going to be upended.
And anti-establishment in general, because, you know, just when you're younger, you just tend to be more rebellious, I guess.
White privileged motherfuckers can be rebellious.
I'm more of a Marxist every day, the more I read and see what's going on and shit. So
yeah,
I'm
but you vote the right way. You don't vote like a rich, white, elitist fucknut.
It's a war.
You have black friends and gay friends, and you care.
Well, yeah, but I would ideologically vote green as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also realize that maybe that's tossing a vote away in certain circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
And if there was more of a grassroots, I looked at the city council. I think it's a city council race that's coming up here in Los Angeles. I don't remember seeing a Green Party. Maybe I was wrong, but I'm going to look at it again.
Fuck them.
Maybe I'll be fact checked on that. But
fact check me.
Use lube. I just don't. Or where's the flyers? At least I've gotten flyers for the Democrat. One of the Democrats in the race.
Right.
I think you're the incumbent, actually. Yeah. But
I think you're going to see a lot of Dems elected. Didn't that person in Delaware win by a landslide or something?
Yeah, that's a good sign. The Delaware legislature was tied.
Yep.
And it was a swing district. There was a special election. And a Democrat, like Ryan said, won bigly. And then
huge.
There's another one coming up. I forget which state. Matto talked about it maybe last night. But there's another state coming up that has it's tied right now with two seats up for grabs, and one seat is a predominantly Democrat area, and the other seat is a predominantly Republican.
Right.
So if everything holds, it'll probably end up tied again. But there, you never know if that's where the Democrats should be sinking money into that red district.
And oh yeah,
unless it's ridiculously
they
red,
should be sinking money into it. The thing is, it's like. They've got the moral high ground.
And they're showing right now that in some of these areas, there was a special election like a month ago. This was Matto again talking about of these elections since the election, since the Trumpenstein monster was unleashed.
Huge.
The three out of the four were won by Democrats of these special elections. And the fourth one, she said, was in a deeply blood red area, and it was close. Like all of a sudden, the Democrat, was actually challenged the Republican in a really Republican area.
Well,
so
awesome.
There's hope there. And if they start burnifying a little more,
they need to blackify, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, at least Perez is brown. There's hope. There's a little bit of it there. And Keith Ellison says, you know, I'm not, I forget what the term he used was. I'm not going to be, but essentially he's not anybody's window dressing.
Right.
Like he's like, I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to stop pushing what I want.
Yeah, because I saw that and they're like, oh, they made Keith Ellison the deputy. That feels like that's throwing a bone to the Bernie people. Here you go. Enjoy.
Right.
It's placation instead of giving him the thing. Why didn't they give him the thing?
Well, it was close. It was a close vote, but yeah. Perez ended up winning, and he immediately asked Ellison to be his deputy, and, right. And you know, they say they're going to work together. I don't necessarily think they're going to. We'll see. But yeah. The hardcore Bernie bros, of which I still believe there's a significant percentage out there in social media that are follow the money to.
Are they fake?
Follow the money to St. Petersburg.
Right.
Or to Moscow.
Yes.
Or at least to the RNC here.
Oh, yeah.
If they've learned what to do.
God, it, you know.
But a lot of these bot. The electronic troops, or what did we talk about yesterday?
Oh, yes.
What did Putin call them?
The Russians military intelligence wing.
But they were
online.
Yeah, they used like electronic troops or online troops or internet troops. Internet troops, he said.
Propaganda
maybe.
Ministry.
And that's what they're doing. They're doing it right now. They're trying to do it again now in France and in Germany with their upcoming election.
I mean, it makes sense because if you look at how Trump got elected and how stupid our voting base is, I would rather try to sway the minds of those fucking idiots than fight us traditionally. Who cares? You've got all these dumbasses.
Yeah. So that's it. That was the headline over at the HuffPost that for some reason they're going old guard, but with Steve Beshear, former Kentucky governor,
they're arrogant
to deliver the response.
The Democrats are arrogant,
but they're trying to save Obamacare is what they're, I guess is
save the Republic, man. Send the firebrand out there. We are in a fucking crisis, man. It's insane what this country's going through right now. It's ridiculous.
Right. I guess maybe the logic is...
They're being pussies.
We're not in an election right now. Right now,
we're
on the losing side of everything.
Right.
There was a great political cartoon I saw today, though, that said to somebody talking to an elephant, obviously talking to them in a suit, talking to the Republican Party. They said, well, why? The one guy said, well, talking to the elephant said, well, why don't you guys passed 75 cancel repeal Obamacare bills and Obama just vetoed them? Why don't you just send one, the same one, up to Trump, and the elephant responds, well, because he might sign it.
Yeah.
That's their fear.
And because, now what, idiot? Right. That fucking idiot from Alabama we played, was it yesterday?
Yeah, Mo Brooks.
That motherfucker, that's exactly what he said. It's exactly what he fucking said.
We read
said.
Him, and I did a horribly Southernist.
Right.
Alabama accent.
Right. Well, that fucker had it coming.
But the new, a new voice of chalk, fingernails on a chalkboard for me is that Jefferson Beauregard session. The third. I heard him, they played a clip of him saying something this morning. It was just, okay.
I mean, you know, I don't know. He got fucking confirmed somehow. Somehow.
There's I saw another article today. I think it was. It said there's the Bannon and Sessions are a couple knuckles deep in each other.
You know, yeah.
That there's a camaraderie there.
Well, I mean, they're both
for some reason.
Well, it's the racism. Dude.
Well, the white nationalism,
white power, or whatever the fuck it is. Are the Dems like? Are they trying to save the Republic? It's like you look at what they're doing, and it's like you feel like they're trying to hold it together by participating in these things, like the sham of these confirmation hearings that we have to sit through, where you hear all this horrible shit about whoever Trump's nominated, but yet they still get through.
Then we lose anyway, yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing they can do. They don't have the numbers.
I mean, for a guy to lose, that labor secretary, didn't he beat his wife?
And they're saving the big filibuster for Gorsuch.
Yeah.
I'm thinking is probably what's going to happen. The Supreme Court dude's going to come up and they're just going to say, okay, this is where we're going to finally filibuster and force you guys to do 60. And that's when Mitch
McConnell, Mitch, who doesn't want to, but Trump said, go ahead, press the button, go nuclear, and get rid of the filibuster, even for all the way up to Supreme Court nominees, yeah. which Mitch doesn't want to do. He even doesn't want to do it.
I mean, should the Democrats be... I mean, I know they're going to lose anyway. We're losing. That's fine. But should it... It feel like they're working. That we're still like... For some reason, like, they all attend these confirmation hearings. Why? Don't go. They're going to go here. Congress, the Dems are going to show up and listen to this sham, this racist president speak. Why? Why are they going? Why don't they all do what Maxine Waters is doing? Why are we participating in a government that is racist and unfair and exclusionary? I don't get it.
Well, yeah.
Grow there's a fucking sack.
There's an argument for that.
Grow a sack. Look at all these fucking people protesting. Why can't these Congress people? I know it's tough. It's like liberal, nice people have this aversion to making noise and being rude because they're nice.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone... let's not forget, who was the president that was speaking and in this context? And you could hear a pin drop, and then some asshole Republican
yes.
yelled out, "You lie." Remember that? You lie! At the State of the Union address. His first address to the Congress or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
One of his, some asshole Republican yelled at Obama.
You lie!
And everyone was horrified. It's not what, you don't do that here.
Ha 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 ha.
But you know, he went home and it was raining jizz and
he was a fucking
vaginal
hero.
Excretions.
He was a fucking hero.
They loved him. Yeah, he challenged that black tyrant.
I mean, we got a guy saying the media is the opposition party. The media is the enemy. Everyone is saying, listen, this guy, it's fascism. It's fascism. When am I going to start seeing my Democrats say he's a fucking fascist asshole? When? Why are they skirting the issue?
It's only a couple of them. Well, not really.
Grow a fucking pair.
They use the authoritarian. They use that term right. a lot.
This is when, like, man, we got to fucking start turning on our own Democrats and making them fucking
well, that's
get to it.
Been happening a little bit. Some of them have been facing...
Yeah.
Tea Party like threats from our side
yeah.
of, you know, you better fucking oppose this guy or
you're
going to get primaried from some mincing liberal on the left.
Right.
From the left.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
Oh my God.
There you go. Festivus for the rest of us. So we shall see. The headline at the HuffPo says Dems smell blood in the water. So apparently the HuffPo thinks this is a
let's go get
this
out.
Is a bold move by bringing out Steve Beshear to kind of go straight at the Obamacare thing. Maybe. I mean, right now that's all we got to go after issues, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe it's not that horrible of a choice. I don't know. I don't get paid millions of dollars to research this shit. I just get paid nothing to scream about it for a couple hours.
I mean, could you imagine if the Steve Beshear guy, his job was to, his thing, he's going to go on there and talk about Obamacare or, you know, in Kentucky. What if he went on there and like just switched it up and say, hey, listen, I was supposed to talk about healthcare, but we got something more pressing. It's fucking Nazis in the fucking White House. Let's be honest. I don't know what we're going to do about it, but let's just all start having a dialogue that, yes, we have real fucking racists in charge.
Yeah.
And it's 2017. Why are we all not lighting our hair on fire?
Well, I mean, we also
figuratively
yesterday, we also yesterday heard from part of one of the evangelical leaders who basically gave us some counter magic, some Harry Potter like Expelliarmus shit.
He said something so fucked up too.
A useless
spell shall not lie.
Something
fucking
like that.
Bullshit.
That's from the Bible.
Oh yeah,
he quoted. But then he said, "Make sure you do this."
Right. When the demons are coming at you, you say this demon, this anti-demon magic
Satan,
spell.
I bind thee.
Oh, that's it. In the, but then you got to say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Not Mary.
Which Jesus?
Mary is the guy who cuts our lawn.
Which Jesus? You know who my favorite Jesus is? Easy guess.
From the guy from Jesus Christ
Willem
Superstar.
Willem Dafoe.
Oh.
Oh, no, you're right. Ted Neely.
Ted Neely.
Ted Neely, number one. Willem Dafoe, number two.
Willem Dafoe.
And that fucking other guy sucked.
Who you saw at the train station in Rome.
Right.
Oddly enough.
Hey, Jim Caviezel, if you happen to be listening to Crab Diving.
Oh, he's, yeah.
On iTunes or Stitcher or crabdiving.com.
He claims, he crawled up on the cross and claimed that his career was ruined because he was in that movie.
Yeah.
And he proudly proclaimed his right-wing Catholicism nut jobbery.
Jim, listen, I got to tell you something. If you want to look and see how to play Jesus, go rent Jesus Christ Superstar or watch Willem Dafoe. Those are actors. You think they're into the Jesus like you are? No. They played Jesus as, you know, a person, right?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, Ted Neely kind of sang him.
Yeah. That was amazing.
Still.
Yeah.
He's still going, I believe.
That's fucking... there's no way he's still singing Jesus Christ Superstar. No, are you fucking kidding me?
Get an intern on that. I think maybe...
Kate, go suss it out.
So let's check out. Put a bag over your head for about 2.5 minutes.
Fuck you.
They'll put you in the right mind and IQ set to handle what's going on over at the Drudge Report.
Hey. Bunch of racists.
Oh, well, that's what we opened with here. Amazon stumble causes internet scramble. So they're talking about the Amazon web server, A3 cloud went belly up today.
God damn.
Their S3 system. It said it's a service used by almost 150,000 sites. And
damn.
Biggins with all kinds of shared stuff on there. And I mean, I could see on even various websites, you could tell that they might host their... they may host their pictures in the cloud or some shit. So you'll see the website, but all the pictures are broken.
What's up with Jeff Bezos? Why is he shitting the bed so fucking hard?
I don't know. And how, I mean, it just seems like it's so centralized. One would think.
They're greedy, right? They don't give a shit.
Right. I mean, is this all in one fucking just big warehouse? The whole Amazon cloud? Wouldn't you think?
Well, they don't ever think, like, infrastructure-wise, like, that's not great to give Jeff Bezos all this fucking business. What happens if he oversleeps and everybody gets fucked up?
Right. You think he took the call?
No, yeah. No. Yeah, he took the call. I don't know.
He was probably trying to get something done online. It wasn't working for him. And he's like, what the fuck's going on?
God damn it, guys. I just don't know what the fuck.
So there you go. The pretty big outage, they said.
Yeah. Well, what's Trump doing about it? Does he have his guy on it? Is he, you know?
They say some analyst said cloud analyst.
I'm a cloud analyst.
Yeah, so am I. AWS, he says, has not had a lot of outages. And when they happen, they're famous. He said people still talk about the one in September of 2015 that lasted 5 hours. How does that happen?
I know not.
Hmm.
I don't know, man. I mean... maybe they got to reboot it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Control Alt Delete, baby.
And then I'm reading from here over at USA Today, and then they go, you know, they like to have a personal story, Ryan.
Oh yes.
So they talk about a small business,
a case study
in Lewis Bamboo, a small family-owned bamboo nursery in Oakman, Alabama.
Oh, bamboo. You make chairs out of it.
Yeah. That's a great resource.
Oh, yes.
Because it grows fucking fast as hell. You know what else does, too? Hemp.
Oh, yeah. Pandas, they eat that bamboo. They love it.
Walker County, Alabama is where Oakman is.
Right.
Population, come on.
Nobody lives there. Only bamboo people.
789 population. But their business, their online business was fucked up because of all their pictures were broken and stuff like that.
Ain't got nothing there but bamboo, boy.
I did see a headline and a couple of lines from an article about
800 people live in that city.
Oh, somebody, some like tech people were saying, this is why they're pushing for some kind of compartmentalized backup system so that it's regionally, so that it's mirrored in different regions. So that if LA's West Coast region has a heart attack,
right,
then the Southwest region or whatever, Texas, South Southern region can take over while that one's having, a little bit of a stroke. But that's probably infrastructure and money and shit. So I don't know how that stuff would work.
Well, under Trumpistan, not very well.
If there's not money to be made.
No.
If it's just good for society and good for the people.
Right.
That ain't going to happen.
Well, and also, too,
it's got to be money to be made.
How are we doing anything? You know what I mean? Like, what if, what if somebody needs emergency disaster money and Trump says, okay, send in some money. What happens after that where the money actually gets sent? Like, does the White House, do they have a system for all that shit now? Or how does that work? Do you ever wonder stuff like that?
That's why people go to school, right?
What people, though, that he didn't appoint? He said he's not going to. He said something about, like, oh, I'm not appointing anybody else, or I'm not going to worry about appointing those people. I saw that headline somewhere today in the news.
Well, there's hundreds of jobs.
Yeah.
Of deputy jobs and shit that have to go through the approval process. That they haven't even submitted people. It's not like the Democrats are slowing things up like he's been bitching. They have on some of the bigger ticket items.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the creepier, pretty ones. But
if we want to take time to look at a guy that used to run Exxon for his whole fucking life, he's going to be Secretary of State.
But they're not holding up the process on any of these deputy slots on down because they're not getting any names.
Are these jobs, are these like the type of jobs where, like, you know what I did at the accounting firm that we both worked at?
No, I think they're...
Is there a guy stapling paper?
They're like deputy undersecretary kind of bullshit. It's, it's all right. The bureaucracy.
It's not secretary of the fax center or secretary of...
Well,
secretary of coalition.
I don't know if there's a fax...
Right.
Well, there probably still is a fax center. This is government. I'm sure there is.
Is there a head alphabetizer?
I'm hoping they maybe have automated that process.
I remember asking when I worked at this horrendously evil insurance brokerage firm, which I can't even begin to tell you what they do. All I know is
Were you ever a full employee or were you ever outsourced? Outsourced.
Worked
for a different evil giant business company.
I was making $7.45 a fucking hour.
That was a lot.
No, it was not.
Back then.
It was not!
Bigger than minimum wage?
Maybe not. No, it wasn't.
Not in Chicago, yeah.
I remember
was it?
No, I called my accounting firm, my temp firm, and I've been working for these people an hour. And I said, I need a raise. And they said, why? I said, I can't support myself working here. And they're like, okay, we'll look into it. They did. You know what they came back with? You're not getting a raise.
You owe us money.
Yeah. So, no, they said no raise for you. You're fine with what you're doing.
No raise for you.
And they said, they're like, we can't see anything. We looked at your duties. They said something like, we can't see any reason to pay you more.
Well, nice. Nice.
Sorry.
That was...
still have a fucking cold.
Fascinating place.
An insurance brokerage firm. We sold kidnap and ransom insurance. So if you went to Brazil on some business trip,
right,
and you lost an index finger,
I attempted a big giant.
You get $75,000
at a giant insurance place.
Oh yes,
in Chicago when I after I graduated with that acting degree
with the initials AA.
No.
Because I worked at the one with the initials AA, and I worked for the shredding department.
Oh wow. That's you were busy as fuck.
Dude, that's funny. as fuck, man. Have you ever thrown like a full note, like a ream of paper into a shredder?
Don't you wish you would have had some fancy noise canceling headphones at that point? You could just sit and listen and just chuck stuff into the shredder all day.
What I wish I would have had is my fucking iPhone, so I could have recorded all that shit I was shredding. That would have been great.
You would have been a billionaire. If you had an iPhone back then.
You know what, man? I had the handle of a broom mop, and I had so much shit to shred. I would literally, like, a cannon.
Oh, wow.
Reams of paper from that evil, crooked place.
The evil, crooked place I worked at was...
evil, crooked place.
I only worked for a couple weeks.
Right.
And they offered me a full-time gig.
Jeez.
Doing what I was doing, but then they also told me that I worked too fast.
Oh yeah, fuck that.
Seriously,
I had
a couple people who were like, you bring a book. When I was temping, they were like, bring a book, and I would look around, nobody was doing anything.
You don't have to do anything.
So you talk about like corporations and shit being more efficient, asshole conservative Republican morons. It's not true. It's not true.
Lots of people in this country of all colors work hard. But these people in these fucking queues.
Yeah, fuck you
don't
for,
do shit.
For denigrating somebody standing in front of a goddamn fry cooker.
Yes, that is fucking work.
Fuck you for denigrating somebody who's running out in the rain and cold to rustle up shopping carts in the parking lot.
Dude.
Fuck you from your cushy leather chair, asshole, where you consider a long lunch meeting.
Yeah.
A long lunch meeting.
Oh, yes, executive senior vice
to
president.
To be really hard work.
Oh, and on top of that, you get paid so handsomely to sit there, to not even do anything. You don't type. You're not opening up Excel. You're not opening up Excel.
Right.
You're not even doing anything with your mind.
Right.
You're just getting paid, and then on top of that, you get bonuses of what your department produces. But you're not producing anything.
Trump didn't do fuck all.
He didn't do jack shit.
He didn't do fuck all. He hired people.
He rented out his fucking
shit to manage
shit
his money, and then he would go. And I met these people when I worked at that place.
Yes.
At that other place.
In the evil, crooked place.
Yeah, I met really high mucky mucks of these corporations that make gazillions of dollars. And they're just blowhards. All they do is get together.
Wow, they're not magical white people.
Yeah, and one side, the side we were on,
yes,
charged the fuck out of meeting these guys. I remember going to a lunch meeting.
Yes,
at a really expensive restaurant in Chicago with one of the dudes from one of those big mega corporations, like a CFO or something. I mean, it was really high mucky muck. And it was hundreds and hundreds of dollars for just a little handful of people.
Yeah.
And my boss was like, charge them for it. So that client,
right, paid for your lunch,
got billed for the lunch that he got taken to.
But did you guys talk about? Did they talk about business at all?
Little bit. Mostly, it was just bullshit. I mean, you know, they had a proposal that had been sent to them that they read and went through. It was just, it was filleting. Wine and dine.
Yummy. Right.
And that's hard work to them. That's hard work. Trump's wining and dining kind of deal making is hard, hard work. I've got to go play 18 holes of golf with somebody I hardly know and try to make a deal with him.
Let me look into the fucking future. Here's the future. You know those papers I was putting in the shredder? Instead of papers, imagine its heads. Oh, it's not me. It's not me. I'm figuratively like, that is what it's going to be. Unless we get fucking real or not. I don't even know what that means.
Well, yeah, it's
Nah, get real,
it's
man.
It's the evil, greedy capitalist fucks who have shat upon the American dream and turned... If you go to the old movie Wall Street.
Yes.
And Gordon Gekko is now the hero.
Yeah.
Greed is good.
Fucked up.
Greed is good.
Right.
At all costs. And now that's the American dream. Instead of I can maybe work in a factory, maybe work hard, 40 hours-ish, time off, good benefits, and make enough money to have some crotch spawn,
ooh,
put them in school,
right,
feed them,
yes,
et cetera, et cetera. But you can't do that anymore.
None of that.
No, you work in a factory. Now the Republicans say, well, why don't you go to school and get and better yourself? Why don't you better yourself?
And they demonize labor.
Right.
And they demonize right. unions to organize. And think
then,
about that.
And then the dumb, hardworking, some of the dumb, hardworking people turn around and vote Republican.
Oh, yeah.
Because they say they're coming for Jesus and they're going to grab your gun.
Think about it. If you're anti-union, that means you're all that means is you're against people that work together, coming together and talking about their problems. And then speaking as a collective voice when they try to negotiate.
Well, yeah, and saying,
you're against that.
And saying management, we're seeing owners, we're seeing that you're making corporate profits are through the roof.
Yeah.
And CEO and management pay is ridiculously high. Wait a minute. What do you mean we have to cut our workforce?
Right. And replace them with robots. Yeah.
Or they ship it down to Mexico. And Trump is like, Trump thinks he's going to fix it by putting a gun to the head of the companies and saying, if you try to bring something back in this country, we're going to put 30% tax on you. Which, where is that 30% tax going to go to?
Yeah.
The American consumer. Because if there's shit that just isn't made here, that has to be imported, and he puts a 30% tax on it, you think the corporations, the evil, monstrous mega corporations that move shit down there to save money in the first place are going to pay that money?
Fuck
no, they're going to pass. They're going to jack up the price.
Jack. Right. They're going to fuck
us. And make
us.
The consumer make Absolutely. Us pay for it.
That's a fucking lootly. Man.
It's just the dumbest economic model one could think of right now.
It really, I was thinking about, like, you know, talk about labor, that Trump's Pudsder, whatever.
Yeah.
He's no more. Whatever. He had a labor secretary pick that didn't like the minimum wage and wants to put robots in his stores instead of people. That, to me, when I think about that, I'm like, that's got to be like the craziest cabinet pick. One of the craziest ones. Because that's like...
Who was the guy? Was it EPA?
Pudsder. That's crazy, too. He hates the environment.
But he said, was it the EPA who said today?
Scott Pruitt.
He said, yeah, I understand people that want to destroy my agency.
Yeah. Well, shit, dude. He was the attorney. Wasn't he the attorney general in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
And the EPA came and said, hey, listen, we want to see what's going on with these earthquakes from all this
fracking.
Fuck
you.
We're concerned.
States' rights.
Get out. I don't want you to look into that shit.
They're coming for Jesus.
You don't even look into it.
Muslim brotherhood. Right.
Fuck your robots and your fracking earthquakes.
Fuck your robots.
Now we're all going to perish in a slurry of lava.
Ted Neely, by the way. Our interns is 73 years old.
No shit. Is he still singing? Is this from now?
Jesus Christ Superstar. Kom nog eenmaal naar Nederland. De grootste...
This is Jesus Christ Superstar European Tour 2016 and 17.
Ted Neely.
He's touring Europe right now.
Holy shit.
As 73-year-old Jesus.
De grootste rockopera aller tijden. Met de legendarische Ted Neely in de rol van zijn leven. 14 december tot en met 21 januari in Amsterdam, Den Haag, Groningen en Antwerpen.
That's Ted Neely right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, man.
At 73 still.
That's my fucking Jesus. That is my fucking Jesus right there. Ted Neely's my fucking Jesus.
That's my fucking Jesus.
If Jim Caviezel is
that's
your fucking Jesus.
That's my fucking Jesus.
Yeah, that's the best Jesus. Don't you think? I mean, God.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I guess I'm thinking of...
Oh, God.
Trying to run the Jesus eye through my head.
Well, yeah, Ted Neely, hands down.
I'm trying to find a more recent actual clip of him singing.
Don't do that. Go play the old one. Ah, that's sad.
Well, he's still touring. I mean, he's still apparently he's got it, man.
Listen, I will bet you $4 billion that if he ain't, they got to have a backing track on him. There's no way he's just singing.
Now, are you
was that one?
I don't know. That was 3 years ago. Anyway.
That show's awesome. The choreography's awesome.
I've never seen it. It's got the movie. I've never seen the actual
70s rock feel. There's a little bit of like that.
This is a year ago.
That's amazing, man. He can fucking sing. I don't care. Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? I have to know my Lord. Like, he sounds good, but the fucking playing one from the fucking 70s.
Well, yeah, he's 70 years old. Go, man. Damn. That's a year ago. Fucking Ted Neely.
Are you telling me if Jesus came back, he wouldn't be smite the
well,
first
in this
guy
country, he'd be in jail. Are you kidding me?
Oh, he'd smite them all. I think he'd break out the lightning
think
from the fingers.
You don't think he'd be up on a cross quicker than you could shake a stick?
No, I think
again.
You don't. But if he's
this
Jesus,
isn't a half. This isn't his crowd. This right? These American Christians.
Yeah,
everything that alleged Jesus character stood for
is true
in that book. Not big on there.
Yes,
that whole like being nice to the poor,
no,
and helping your neighbors, and
right,
being kind to people, turning the other
that?
Cheek.
What about starving
not
children?
Being all judgy wedgy,
running from terrorists. What about that?
Fuck all that shit. I just like the part where I can hate homos.
Yeah. Give him a podcast. I gave Jesus a podcast. He's great.
The. I've got Trump. Oh, okay. So yesterday we played a clip of Pat Robertson.
Yes.
And again, usually this might be more appropriate for Faithless Friday, but this, you know, again, there better not be one iota of that fucking Christian broadcasting network bullshit that is nonprofit.
Blech.
Because these assholes now, they want to get rid of that. Was it the Johnson Act? Is that the name of it or whatever?
Johnson.
That law that kind of says preachers, shut the fuck up.
Oh,
You can't endorse actual candidates and stuff like
that.
You
get that tax break, right? That property tax thing?
Well, right. And then, you know, that opens it up to religious organizations donating money to certain candidates and stuff. And then we end up in Christian Iran.
But that sounds, wow, how shitty is that?
It's like Kentucky.
That's like, you know, the concept.
Turn it into the Ark Encounter.
That's like an anti-Reese's, you know? An anti-Reese's cup. Because Reese's, it takes two, like, really awesome things and puts it together, and it's amazing.
Yeah, you're chocolate on my peanut butter.
Yeah, but now you're taking two of the shittiest things ever and putting it together.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. Here's Pat Robertson, and this is why sane people like us, raging secularists,
yes,
get pissed off and are pausing right now, because
right,
it's not all that crazy to, it ain't that many steps, let's say, from this old Skeksis of Christian hate, fucking diamond mine owner.
Oh, yeah.
Pat Robertson.
I'm like, think about it. A guy that is a man of God, a fucking preacher, has a diamond mine, or had one.
So Pat Robertson has just unabashedly been, among others, saying that if you're, I mean, they've been hinting that if you're, some of them are outright saying it, that if you're against Trump, you're against God.
Yes.
Like some of these crazier batshit ones, especially the, your Creflo Dollars and your Kenneth Copeland's, your Prosperity. What was the, I forget the name of the preacher, the Prosperity preacher that she spoke at the fucking inaugural. She prayed. She cast her magic.
Wasn't that what's her name? She was on Saturday Night Live. Tiffany. Victoria
Trump?
Jackson.
Oh. What about Victoria Jackson?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
She was the prosperity gospel preacher. Sorry. Trying to make a joke.
She lost.
Was it funny?
By the way, she lost her election.
Ooh. Oh, did she really?
Remember that? I thought we covered that here. She ran
what
for.
What did she run for?
Like some county.
Victoria
something
Jackson
or other.
From Saturday Night
Live.
Right?
The one who plays the ukulele.
God damn.
She's way into Trump and Jesus.
Can I ask you something? Yeah. How the fuck did she get a job in Saturday Night Live? She is not funny.
She played that character well on Saturday Night Live.
God damn.
I thought she was funny on Saturday Night Live.
What were her
that
characters?
Capacity. Well, she kind of played the not bright, blonde bubblehead, nice, sweet, dumb, giddy girl.
And you swear to Christ on a Bible.
And now
that you laughed. You watched Saturday Night Live and you actually laughed at
I
her.
May have. Like when she was on the news part,
right?
Sometimes she was funny,
right?
I mean, I'm not saying I like wet myself every time, rolling over laughter and shat my drawers.
Look out below! Victoria Jackson's on. I shall shit myself.
But I mean, until I found out that she was like batshit.
Oh yeah,
right wing nut job.
God,
crazy now. I had a positive view of her.
Oh, yes.
Her Q score with me was positive.
Right, right.
So here's Pat Robertson on his fucking 700 club.
God damn.
Yesterday we learned some counter magic.
Right.
To the demonic, evil baby-killing witches that were apparently planning a... I saw that email and that shit and those posts that were going around on social media. Apparently there was some... I don't know, was it a moon thing or a sun thing or last... Friday night, midnight?
Was it a blood moon?
Was it a solstice? Was it a... It was something. Something astrological or something
yes.
like that.
It was a bleeding moon.
But witches and spellcasters everywhere were organizing online, yeah. And they were all going to cast binding spells...
Did it work?
...to against Trump to, you know, hoping for the ultimate removal of Trump from the presidency.
Are they sure they did?
And against his evil ways.
They must have done it wrong.
And Pat Robertson yesterday got wind of it and, as a public service, gave out some counter magic to do some binding and shit.
Oh, my God.
It's really like, it really is Lord of the Rings.
We're so fucking stupid.
It's like light magic and dark magic meeting in the center and sparks.
How do we talk to these people in a way where you're not like, just mean and condescending.
You shall not pass.
You are speaking to people in the sky that don't fucking exist, but I gotta treat you with seriousness. My God.
But then we got Mike Pence.
Fuck him.
A couple of Happy Meals away from the presidency. We've got fucking I like the toys.
There ain't no way that fat fuck, either of those tubby little assholes are eating Happy Meal. That big, big... Big Happy Meals.
These preachers are emboldened, and they really just want to just find every hole you've got and shove a way too big cross inside of it.
Oh, yes, a cock cross.
And here is Pat Robertson.
Oh, God.
Maybe today, recently? I don't know. Really recently. This is over at Right Wing Watch. Pat Robertson. And this is how a lot of these people feel. Creepy
oh my
as fuck.
God.
We gotta keep our eyes on him.
Oh, yes.
All right. Kathy says, why do so many hate President Trump and say everything he does is bad? I voted for him and believed he would make America great again. And he's already done that in many ways. So what is your answer as to why so many people do not support him and want him out?
There's a desire on the...
Oh, wait a second.
Listen.
I don't believe she finished.
Yeah, all in his face.
She didn't finish that letter that was on the screen. She says, so what is your answer as to why so many do not support him and want him out? Then it continues.
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen? I fear for him. I wonder why they left that off what she read.
I don't know.
Interesting. But this is somebody who's, I'm worried about Trump. Some liberal's going to try to kill him.
Oh, my God.
I'm so worried. But they chopped that part off of it. Interesting. But they still put it up on the screen.
Maybe they fucked up.
There's a desire on the part of some, and I think it's satanic, it really is spiritual, yeah, to destroy America. America is the great hope of the world. If America goes down, the lamp of freedom goes out, for there's no other champion of freedom anywhere in the world.
That's kind of not true.
God, if America went down...
There's no other champion of freedom.
Yes, there's not.
That's bullshit. There's no other champion of freedom that has 1,700 nuclear warheads,
yeah, right,
in the world. I think Canada's kind of championing of freedom.
Go
I think
Sweden.
Norway and Sweden and the Netherlands and some of your more scando-liberal socialist democrat countries are very into freedom. What is he want? He means,
yeah,
white Christian, we're going to blow you up if you don't agree with us. Fuck you, freedom.
I mean, think about it. He's
American freedom.
If America goes down, the lamp, blah, 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 blah. I bet, well, the drone runs would probably stop.
Yeah.
And there might be brown people in the Middle East. You're like, you know what? I seem to have more freedom when I'm not being droned.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
There's no other champion of freedom anywhere in the world.
That's bullshit.
And we would be engulfed in chaos.
And to these idiots, us saying that what he is saying is a lie, we're un-American, we're patriots, we hate America. We're unpatriotic.
Champions of freedom.
Because we're saying, wait a minute, you know, right now we ain't really championing any freedom-y kind of stuff. Freedom of the press ain't great. Minority freedom, LGBT freedom,
yeah,
women's issues ain't great.
And think about what we're doing to the globe, and I hate to be this kind of motherfucker, but I just checked my voicemail on this. You know what this is?
Fucking,
it's an iPhone.
iPhone.
Forged by the fingers of little kids,
maybe,
in China,
yeah,
right?
Or whatever.
Child labor made this.
Is working, yeah.
It works great. But a bunch of kids.
Their little fingers, those little fuckers are dexterous.
They should be in school. Why are they making my fucking iPhone?
Well, I agree. They should be out playing.
Right.
But listen to this asshole. I mean, listen to this vision he's got. That,
yes,
be engulfed in chaos. And so we were heading that way. Obama was bringing it on, another 4 or 8 years of Obama-style government. And we would have been consumed with the socialist mentality. And the freedom that we've enjoyed would be blotted out.
The freedom of people to not afford health care and be able to die like God wants them,
right,
to.
Right, right,
right. Freedom.
Yeah.
Like being able to put up a sign that says no homos allowed.
Oh, my freedom.
Or no Negroes allowed.
Oh, yeah. Where do they think it stops? They want the florist to not decorate a wedding. Not, yeah, catered to a wedding of two men.
That's higher brain thought. They can't.
Is that
that's higher functioning? They can't. It doesn't register.
If you're gonna exclude the gays from you know, society. Who's next? What's the next group?
Well, right. Well, Muslims are a big target.
Right.
The gays.
Yeah.
The media.
Jewish people.
Jewish people.
Look at this
even
fucking,
more.
Look at these.
Another cemetery was attacked and had graves that were, yeah, desecrated, knocked over tombstones and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And a couple of the idiots on the right, even one Trump, I think a might have been a spokesman on one of the shows, kind of hinted, or he's at least a Trump toady in some,
yes,
form, being interviewed, said, basically said, well, you know, it's the left.
Yeah, yeah.
It's false flag. It's totally our side going knocking over some Jewish tombstones and spray painting shit on synagogues and calling in bomb threats to Jewish community centers.
Oh,
that's us to try to make Trump.
Yes.
And the Republicans look bad.
Dude, those bomb threats, these freaking wacko Nazi fucks, whoever called those in, those schools, was in Alabama. We played the audio, I believe.
All over the country.
Oh, my God, that was creepy. Yeah. I listened to that segment.
They used some fucked up voice thing that... They're pretty sure it was a dude who they used some voice thing to make it sound like a woman.
Jesus. God, you know,
we've enjoyed it would be blotted out. So God gave us a reprieve, and this thing is...
You hear that?
God gave us a reprieve.
An orange pussy-grabbing reprieve.
How is this? This guy's an agent of Jesus.
A fraud. Somebody who has made a career out of fucking hate fucking the common man, screwing them, contracting with contractors and workers, and then fucking them over. And then when they say, pay me, motherfucker, he says, I'm going to sue you.
Oh, yeah.
And I got more money than you. It's going to cost you so much money to take me. You are going to take 20% of what I owe you.
Listen, and he was accused. You were saying hate fucking. He was accused of raping a child and tying her to a fucking bed and she beating her.
She never recanted that. They dropped the lawsuit because allegedly.
Yes.
She was receiving too many death threats.
And that just went away.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a civil case, right? Nobody's.
Right. Statute of limitations, which I don't know why there should be a statute of limitations on kid diddling.
I don't know. And like, to me, I don't know. It's alleged. We don't. Nobody think. Do people believe he actually did that or not?
Yeah. Probably. Some do.
I mean, I know there.
I don't know. To be honest with you.
But like some of the details that are offered up about that whole incident seem kind of specific to me.
Right. Now the whole dossier thing.
The dossier.
The whole urinetastic event. More and more of that dossier, it's not really a dossier, but more and more of that report,
right,
is proving out.
Oh, is it?
Not necessarily the more salacious ones yet. They don't have proof of that, but a lot of the other stuff, these meetings that allegedly happened and some of this contact that allegedly happened, these investigations are proceeding.
Yes.
And it sounds like a lot of it is. More that whole dossier ain't crazy.
Yeah,
it ain't wrong. It ain't a lie.
How great would it be if this all? It looked like it was just about to blow over, and then Putin said, "Oh yeah, just this one more thing."
Jumbotron in Times Square.
Trump
being deluged by pee. Oh,
a dude.
Well, I don't know if he ever did that.
Bam! Wouldn't it be amazing if Uncle Nipples had that?
So, yeah, you listen to, I mean, these evangelicals are terrifying.
Oh, God, I hate them.
Blotted out. So God gave us a reprieve, and this thing is spiritual. It really is spiritual. And we need, this land is so important, and I counsel you, pray for this nation, pray for the president, pray for this nation. But what's being done against him, it's not human. It's a spiritual thing.
It's a spiritual thing.
Right, right.
Apparently, we've been some of our orifices have been breached by demons.
Yeah. Ooh. Geez.
And right now here at Crab Diving, the only reason that we scream for 2 hours a goddamn weekday is because we've been taken over by demons, Ryan.
Oh yes.
We should love.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Black people being stopped and frisked on the streets. We should love all these Mexican-y type of people.
God damn it, you're right.
We should love Muhammad Ali's...
His son? Grandson or something? Detained at the fucking airport?
Widow and his son detained at the fucking airport because they're Muslims. Even though they're Americans with American passports.
Yeah.
And they said they kept asking them about their religion.
Why? And then they would, aren't they confronting people about social media posts when they get like that? Oh, fuck.
Sometimes they're demanding passwords and shit like that. Like, give me the password to your Twitter.
You see, that's kind of like, you know, now you think about it, put it in that context. Like, that's why it's important for white people to speak out on social media and shit. Because I'm not getting detained at the airport because I'm white. But my black
not a Muslim,
friend,
right?
That my black friend or a friend of color who might want to say, "Hey, listen, I don't know. They don't have the luxury I have because I'm not naturally a target." I don't know.
Also, talking about the organized witchcraft,
yes,
over the weekend,
right?
That not necessarily was satanic or black magic. You know, there's a lot of Wiccans out there who believe that stuff and a lot of other magic wielders. I saw one article and the comments were pretty funny. The comments were very, it was like witch fighting. They were like, no, you don't have to use a black candle. You can use a pink candle if that matches your aura better.
Oh,
if the black candle gives you a weird vibe. It was just, it was really interesting reading the comments. God. And you could do the same thing, you know, if you use rat entrails instead of the ringing in on the so witches that Pat Robertson yesterday helped us battle.
Yes.
Gave us some spells, some Jesus magic. You know, never one to leave a conspiracy theory.
Is this Alex Jones? Oh,
fuck yeah, it's Alex Jones.
Awesome.
He understands more and more now that, no, the NSA is being used to spy on you, sir. So now he's got a few areas. He's not been very computer technical. He has like idiot, savant, regular people skills and knows how to read people and knows how to.
I think he's talking.
Knows how to read people.
Did he just call the president an idiot savant?
God,
he's got idiot savant skills. So is he admitting that Trump is an idiot who is just good at fleecing people?
No, he's saying he's got the idiot.
Is that who he's talking about?
Yes, he's got the idiot savant skills without being an idiot. He's like Rain Man.
Oh, he said without being an idiot?
It's like, but if Tom Cruise was Rain, if you took Tom Cruise and Rain Man and smushed them together like a Reese's in the movie Rain Man, you get Donald Trump, apparently.
Why don't you just put Stephen Hawking and suck out the ALS?
Is that how you get rid of it?
Very computer technical. He has like idiot, savant, regular people skills and knows how to read people and knows how to have incredible mega level charisma in person.
Oh, yeah. His cum tastes like cotton candy.
Mega level.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want people to realize that that's why every evil force out there hates Trump, because he's good. He is good. He's not one of these fake Christian Pharisees that tells you how good they are all day.
Oh, my God. What? He doesn't.
Fake Christian Pharisees.
All Trump does is talk about how good he is and how great he is. And look at how much I'm winning. And look at how rich I am.
That's all he can think about.
What?
That's all he can think about.
Right.
He doesn't have the ability to do anything else.
He's not like these Pharisees that are out there talking about how good they are all the time.
He went to the African American History Museum for Black History Month. He went there and he immediately started talking about how he won in all the fucking slave states.
Right.
All these racist white people love me.
Black people love me.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves me.
Pharisees that tells you how good they are all day, or tells you you shouldn't have, you know, stubbed your toe and said the, you know, GD or whatever. God judges the heart, okay? I admit I do a lot of bad things and I repent for it. I'm weak in the flesh. I constantly do stuff that's bad, but I'm trying not to is the difference.
Good God. Wait a second.
I want to know what he does is bad that he repents for.
He does it in the flesh that he's weak. That sounds creepy.
I want to know what he's doing.
I'll tell you what he's doing. I listen to that show. He agonizes over, I think he really agonizes over how much he eats and shit. You know, like he
well, he's got all those pills and shit, right?
Yeah. I think it's health. Fucking.
And I love God and I want justice. I'm not a coward. And God hates cowards and people.
Now, didn't one of your brothers has been a fan of Alex Jones for a minute, right?
Oh, yes.
And didn't he say that the Jesus-y, this right. part of it is kind of a newer,
oh yeah,
nuance?
Yeah, it's new. This is bullshit. This is Alex Jones. He's trying to cater to these right wing nut job conservative Christian fucks.
Well, I wonder if he like actively found Jesus at one point. yeah. Or did he, is he just whoring himself out?
Yeah, I don't know. Are you saying he's giving Jesus lip service?
Hard to believe that anybody on the right would do that.
And I love God and I want justice. I'm not a coward. And God hates cowards and people that hurt innocents and that abuse those that are weaker than them more than anybody if you read the scriptures. So all you fakes want to get close to God, stop being cowards. Be like Donald Trump.
Oh.
Be like,
grab a pussy or two. Hate black people.
Be racist.
Yeah. Prevent black people from living in your house.
Damn it, man. I really think these guys, they've let their idea of like what God is get skewed and fucked up. I don't remember.
What a fucking asshole their God is.
Really?
Right? A spectacular asshole.
I mean, they're making God sound like he's from Orange County. He's got a big, thick neck. He sits around all day working out.
Gun?
Oh yeah.
Many guns.
God's got a big old gun.
Oh, yeah. God has a concealed carry.
He takes creatine, fucking works out, right. Beats up people. Do you think God hunts?
God is not a cuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fakes want to get close to God. Stop being cowards. Be like Donald Trump. Ugh. Be like Matt Drudge. Be like people that get attacked and demonized and
Matt Drudge.
Right.
Why is he sucking up to Matt Drudge now? Why is he running his tongue over some Drudge ball sack?
He's been sucking up to Breitbart too.
Oh, look at me, look at me. Nobody takes me as seriously
as
them.
He's sort of saying that, you know, his links were nerfed. You know, like
Google, yeah, they're going after fake news.
Yeah.
They don't want their ads on fake news sites.
Right. So I think like he's sort of saying that because of shit like that, conservative media groups like Breitbart and InfoWars and Drudge or whatever, they need to come together in solidarity or something because they're under attack.
Oh.
Ha 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 ha. They're not
like a bukkake.
Oh yes.
Everybody's gotta come together.
Drudge. Be like people that get attacked and demonized and make it through it and get stronger on the other side. Don't be like all these little commentators and scumbags that hedge their bets when we are literally approaching the Guder Dommerung if things go south. That's the battle of the gods. That's the twilight of...
What?
The Guder Dommerung. What is that? There's so much happening. What is that? What was that sound?
What's
the drum?
Sometimes I see a transcript. I do not see a transcript of what the Guder Dommerung or whatever the fuck he's talking about.
The Guder Dommerung. You're not familiar with that. Never heard of it?
And make it through it and get stronger on the other side. Don't be like all these little commentators and scumbags that hedge their bets when we are literally approaching the Guder Dommerung if things go south. And that's the battle of the gods. That's the twilight of the age.
What the fuck is he talking about? What is in those prostate pills that he's taking?
Guter Dommerung.
It is. It's like Lord of the Rings.
Right. I think that's Klingon, isn't it? It's Klingon.
And that's the battle of the gods. That's the twilight of the age. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a critical juncture, the most critical juncture our species has ever seen.
Oh, it's him banging on the table for emphasis.
Guter Dommerung! Yeah. Oh, that wasn't a drum? I thought that's what that was.
No, it's him banging on the table.
What is he going to define a Guter Dommerung? Has he defined it? Or?
You have to kill a hydra.
Oh, really?
And diffuse its still beating heart.
into
virgin blood and cast a spell of binding through, in Jesus' name.
Through his anus.
Guter
Dommerung. And that witch raises her head on the day that she publicly supports witchcraft and Satanism and black magic. They were in the news saying, hope Trump dies, voodoo dolls.
Who is
Have
this?
You seen what happened to Haiti? What happened in New Orleans? Voodoo and devil worship. Isn't it funny they have devil worship in it?
Look at him going after Haiti and after New Orleans.
Haiti, man, that is the...
Because of voodoo and devil worship.
You know, I have a friend from Haiti who I...
He's a comic.
Yeah, his name is whatever, Gene, blah, blah, blah. Haiti. He likes to go by one word, Haiti.
Right.
And, listen, he tells some stories. Those people in Haiti are just poor as fuck.
It's horrible.
And like, lay off, Alex. Lay off. These people eat dirt sandwiches. I'm not fucking kidding you.
God went
Haiti
after him.
Haiti made a joke about eating a dirt sandwich. I was like, are you kidding? Did you really eat dirt sandwiches in fucking Haiti? He's like, yeah, you add dirt. It's like a filler to like meat or something. That's how fucking poor they are. Fuck. Fuck you, Alex. Fuck you.
And voodoo prays to Jesus.
Does it?
Yeah. It has Christian parts to it. They'll say, the crazy Christians will say, no, it's demonic or whatever. But these guys are praying to Jesus. They pray, sometimes they pray Bible passages and shit like that.
Hope Trump dies, voodoo dolls. Have you seen what happened to Haiti? What happened in New Orleans? Voodoo and devil worship. Isn't it funny they have devil worship in Africa, even before they ever heard from Christians? And China had devil worship, and the Aztecs
What is he talking about? They did not have, what?
What, but what is his point?
They had devil worship before they were introduced to Christianity. You can't.
He sounds
they
like,
worshipped other gods. So he's saying right. that any other god that was worshipped was devil worshipping until the Christians got there.
It sounds like Alex Jones right now sounds like he's reading off like rejected Jerry Seinfeld premises. Isn't it funny that devil worship didn't exist? Listen to what he says. It's bizarre.
Is that like, Norse?
What is funny about it, though?
That's Celeste Pewter. On the Twitter, thanks for tweeting us during the show at Crabdiving. One word: Crabdiving. Says he's talking Norse. Is that really Norse? That Gunder, the Gunder Verkin bargain, the whatever fuck he was talking about.
First of all, God,
Norse
devil worship.
How do you know?
Because it's real, folks. It's an archetype. Either way you cut it, it's a spirit. And anytime a culture starts invoking Satan, every time it.
Rolling Stone magazine says Lana Del Rey joins effort to defeat Trump with witchcraft. Singer promotes occult gatherings held on the waning crescent moon ritual dates. So that must have been last weekend was a waning crescent moon. And that's why everybody had to get together and put your leaves on the floor in a circle.
Your waning crescent.
And put your whatever candle color that you're going to invoke.
Yes.
And is it? Didn't you have to? One of them was you had to burn a picture of Trump.
Yeah, yeah. In your dick hole.
That kind of weird. Right.
Is it Norse?
Tough for Lana Del Rey to burn a picture of Trump in her dick hole.
Is Norse not the language of Vikings?
Well, I guess, right?
Yeah. Who knows? Who the fuck speaks
Some
Norse
kind of Viking?
Anymore? Do they? Is that how they speak in Norway? They speak Norwegian. Who speaks Norse?
Well, right.
Who?
Well, it's probably different now than it was back in the Viking days. Like, Old English, you know, is... You wouldn't be able to understand Old English right now.
No, fuck no. I can't even. Sometimes we watch, you know, some of these shows that takes place in England. I turn this fucking subtitles on.
Yeah, Peaky Blinders.
What? Yeah.
There's a few times where I'm just like, well, it must not have been that important. Yeah, yeah. I'll just let that one go. Whatever that person just said couldn't have been that important.
You get to dial it down five, a factor of five. Especially you Scottish.
Especially if their character isn't facing the camera and you can't like read their lips when they're talking. There's been a few times where it's like, oh, it's a bad control, but that's a really not bad. Yeah. And it's like, okay.
You know,
right.
In theater school, in my dialects class, we study, I could not do Scottish, a Scottish dialect.
Theater,
I could never I could never fucking do it because we watched this documentary about soccer and it was just all these people from Scotland talking about soccer.
That's rough.
It doesn't even sound like English. It really is. It's amazing. I don't know how anyone understands anything over there. Oh, God, I sound like a redneck. How do they understand nothing?
They don't speak American.
I'm stupid. Fuck you.
Although there was one point, I think, riding the tube in England.
Right.
The
meat tube.
A guy who spoke like he was from London.
Right.
Was speaking to a woman that was sitting next to him.
Yeah.
And I don't know what part of England she was from. I couldn't understand a fucking word she was saying. I really couldn't. Might have been Scotland. Good. Might have been heavy, heavy Scottish. He understood her perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
And he would answer her. I could understand what he was saying. And then right. She would add, oh, my God. Yeah.
Like Colonel Mustard.
It's a spirit. And anytime a culture starts invoking Satan, every time it happens, there are mass wars, casualties, and death. And only corrupt, twisted, weak societies ever call on Satan. Any strong society always calls.
Oh my God, they're showing a picture of Hillary Clinton wearing a witch's hat.
In what? In the B-roll of this? Or like in the back?
They cut from him to a picture of Hillary Clinton. It looks like from the 70s or 80s, laughing, wearing a big giant witch's hat. Like, oh my God.
My fucking God, you guys.
Why don't they just Photoshop her face in right. the crotch of a 4-year-old with a piece of pieces of pizza laying around?
They did. Well, they did. I mean, they did. They said she was doing that. They said that. They said that Hillary Clinton was involved in a fucking child molestation ring at a fucking pizza place based on nothing, and that her fucking campaign manager was eating
some assholes.
Cereal.
Some assholes on 4chan made it up. And then I told you that somebody, it might have been on our Facebook page, responded with, here's proof. Somebody was like, citations, please. And they responded with a copy of an email from WikiLeaks from, we talked about this before, it was from Podesta's assistant.
Right.
That said, somebody found a hat, a bag.
Yeah, yeah.
A canvas bag. Did you leave it?
Right.
Did John Podesta leave it? It has a map to a pizza place on the side. It's like some fucking promotional bag.
That's right.
With a map to a pizza place. And they sent an email to Podesta and said, this was left when you guys were here. Is this yours? And that was sent to us and on our page as here's proof that Hillary Clinton, if you smell her fingers, it smells like a 7-year-old.
I want to... God damn it. That's so fucking stupid. First of all, number one, liberals and progressives, if they aren't the ones with the little treasure maps looking for people to molest and weird shit like that. You know what I mean? You don't see that crazy ass weird fucking behavior coming out of the libs. That's some GOP bullshit, right?
Well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
ascribing a whole fake language, like extra pepperoni means.
Right.
I want a little Mexican one. I don't know. God. What does that mean? I want the taco pizza. Wink, wink.
The GOP, they're the guys doing the fucked up shit. It's so true. There's some article that came out that said, what did it say? More GOP politicians have been arrested for weird shit in the bathroom than trans people.
Well, yeah.
I swear to God, I saw it. Right.
They fire up the dummies.
That email.
They're going to make
spurred Pizzagate. That's so insane.
They think that Caitlyn Jenner should use the men's room.
What the fuck is wrong with people? Right. That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I mean, that's what they're saying.
That's ridiculous.
On Caitlyn's birth certificate, I don't know that unless they've changed it.
I don't know.
Yet. But who cares?
Right. Who gives a fuck?
Here's the tail end of this Alex Jones shit. He's so crazy.
It's a spirit. And anytime a culture starts invoking Satan, every time it happens... There are mass wars, casualties, and death. And only corrupt, twisted, weak societies ever call on Satan.
Well, citation.
Any strong society always calls.
Yeah.
The picture of Hillary Clinton's hilarious.
On the Great Spirit, as some Native Americans called it. We're talking about the same thing, in my view. You call on God.
The Great Spirit. So he's trying to, is he trying to affiliate himself with the Native Americans? The Great Spirit, they call it.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's, I don't know.
With his Native brethren?
Oh, yeah. Do you think he could, he wants to be a Native American. Do you think he would last through the ceremony where you, if you want to, what was that movie, Crazy Horse? Do you remember that movie?
The ceremony where you have 50% unemployment on the on the horrible reservation kept on, and
who is in
really
that?
High alcoholism rates?
Yeah. Who is in Crazy Horse? It's an old movie. Richard Chamberlain? No. One of the guys. One of those guys who's in that book, old famous actor.
Oh, like Richard Harris?
Yeah, Richard Harris. Richard Harris is in Crazy Horse, and there's this scene. He wants to become an Indian.
Oh, my God.
So he goes, listen to this. That's a famous American movie about, you know, in my...
By the way, listen to the voice right after us here. I believe we owe Kelly the voice. A rousing fuck you, because earlier when we were talking about Ted Neely, she tweeted and said, you guys are showing your age, LOL.
Oh, burn it
and
hell.
I'm thinking the same thing right now with you bringing up...
Right, burn in a non-existent hell.
You bringing up Richard Harris.
Yeah, both of you.
Ancient movie.
Okay, make them burn in hell. Richard Harris listen.
Bind us in the name of Jesus. Call up Pat Robertson, send him an email. Listen. Maybe he'll read it.
Look up on YouTube the scene in Crazy Horse where Richard Harris goes to the ceremony to turn into an Indian, and then you tell me if you think Alex Jones could do that. No fucking way.
Jesus Christ.
No fucking way.
There's a bonus.
Right.
You win a crab t-shirt. You won't.
Yeah, what do you win?
On the Great Spirit, as some Native Americans called it, and we're talking about the same thing in my view, you call on God, and music. You mean it with a good heart, God will deliver. Let's go out with Hillary. Here she is.
Three step of the way. God bless you and God bless America.
Never heard that from her in decades. You hear it now because she must now be the counterfeit Christ. We'll be back.
What?
She's a counterfeit Christ. That is insane. What is that?
I don't understand that. God bless. She said God bless you.
Yeah.
What? How? Never hear that from her.
She's a
now all of a sudden.
She's a counterfeit Christ.
Oh my God.
I would like an order of what do they make in that spirit dinner? Like cum meatballs? So stupid.
It's not real.
It's not
an
real
art project.
Oh God. I just hate the GOP.
And
today.
They're not satanic.
No. And so what if they were? Satan doesn't exist. It's stupid.
All right.
Satanic, please. I worship Jedi Knights.
So Donald fucking Trump, speaking of satanic,
I worship Aquaman.
What a fucking asshole. Today.
Oh, he's a dick.
He was being interviewed on Fox and Fiends.
Oh, yes.
Steve Doocy here. We've got the President of the United States. We're so happy to have you, Mr. President.
I've got a tiny little dick in my
mouth. Got a hard hitting question for you.
Oh, yeah.
How do you love the Lincoln bedroom?
I love it so much.
Here's a little bit.
A Navy SEAL was killed in the line of duty during a raid against Al-Qaeda in Yemen, the Pentagon revealed.
Okay, so that was Chief Petty Officer William Ryan Owens.
Yes.
He was the Navy SEAL who died in that operation, conflicting reports. Donald Trump and the administration are like, it was a rousing success.
Oh, yeah.
Most other people are like, it couldn't have gone worse.
He wasn't even in the situation right.
And then there were questions about what it was for. They're saying we got great intel, but then they found out that there was a possibility that the grand poobah of Al-Qaeda in the Yemen, that was their target, that they thought they had him and they could not do it. And just imagine that scalp in your first week as president.
Ugh,
that's the argument they had. This is the top guy. Well, why didn't Obama do it? Well, they were waiting. They were not sure. Well, we've already got the. Let's do it. If we get him.
Yeah,
you do.
That's exactly what fucking happened.
Oh my god, there'd be billboards with Trump holding the head of the guy. We got him. I got him.
You know what's weird? It's like this whole thing, the way this went down, it's kind of indicative of everything, though. Does he seem engaged to you? Does he seem like a guy that's Twitter. Engaged in his fucking job?
Twitter. There was a report today that a staff leak said that the reason that when your staff leaks,
oh yeah,
get ready for fun. The reason he hasn't been twaddling in the morning recently is because he hasn't been watching Morning Joe.
Why?
Like usually what he watches fuck? Morning Joe and gets all riled up about something somebody says there, and that's the tiny little fingers do the flying over the Twitter.
Right.
But he hasn't been doing that.
Jeez.
Morning Joe. Now he's mad at them too.
Why is he not? He's just
Because they're not licking his man parts anymore. Okay. They're criticizing him.
But what about all the earlier leaking of man parts? How soon they forget?
Right, he's all he cares about, and you know he'll go back. He's a giant whore baby. If they decided Trump was great again,
right?
If Morning Joe decided,
you mean if they apologized?
They don't even have to apologize. All they have to do is just start saying something good about him, and he'll be like, I didn't like you before, but I like you now.
Yeah, yeah, he loves that. You're right. You're so right. He likes that. Why does he like that? That's so fucked up.
So here is that motherfucker, Commander-in-Chief, who ultimately ordered that operation. They can blame Obama as much as they want. They're trying to say, all the plans were in place during the Obama administration. It just went down. Like, it was on the calendar and stuff, which is not true. They had to ultimately look at all the data also and decide to pull the trigger and decide to put people's lives in danger. And a SEAL died. And the father of the guy that died took a swing at Trump yesterday. Trump's been remarkably Twitter silent.
Yeah, don't
remember
do
the
anything.
Last father of someone that died.
He'll react to this. He will. There's no way.
That guy is like, stop talking about my son's death. I want to know why you sent him. Well, listen to fucking Trump during this interview talking about it.
Right.
Right here, as soon as it opens.
Schindler.
Mentioning that young man who died, the Navy SEAL who died in that.
Ski Doothy, the young man that died, the Navy SEAL.
Mentioning that young man who died, the Navy SEAL who died in that mission. His father has said that he didn't want to talk to you. Your reaction to that?
Well, this was a mission that was started before I got here.
God damn it. It was not.
The intel was collected
it
before you
folder.
Got there. There were probably plans, but they didn't do it. They didn't decide to go ahead and do it. Why didn't they decide to go ahead and do it? And you know, it was a case of also, this is a chance. Obama, didn't we heard there one leak said that they were like, well, they were trying to get him to do it by saying, you know, Obama didn't have the balls to do this.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He wasn't strong.
Trump's like, nuke him! Right. Where's the football? Can I nuke him?
He gambled, right?
And it might have just been for his own glory.
I mean,
that's what this father wants to know. His father won't meet with him, won't talk to him, because his father is like, you sent my kid to die for PR.
They needed to do something. They wanted to change what people were talking about.
So here's Schindler now saying, he's blaming Obama. He's blaming Obama. For the
before I got here, this was something that was just they wanted to do.
They who's they? This had to be green lit under a Trumpian administration.
Right.
There aren't still operations that are gonna maybe start now.
Yeah.
We can't stop him. Obama started that shit.
This is so disturbing because it's
they made plans already for tea on Friday. Yes. We can't
Was he not under the impression that he was
is sending these people out?
He did.
To risk their life?
He did.
I mean,
he's lying.
I mean, that's so disturbing.
He's lying. He's trying to blame others.
Yeah.
They wanted to do. And they came to see me. They explained what they wanted to do. The generals, who are very respected.
Now he's throwing the generals under the bus.
God damn.
They explained to me what they wanted to do. He's not taking any responsibility.
It's his thing, right?
How different is this from Obama? Even George fucking Bush said, this happened on my watch.
This is not normal.
Yeah.
They explained what they wanted to do. The generals, who are very respected. My generals are the most respected that we've had in many decades, I believe. And they lost Ryan. And I was at the airport.
They lost Ryan.
That is the most insane.
His tiny little orange hands are completely rinsed of any responsibility in this process.
Holy shit. Hey, GOP, what the fuck are you waiting for, you fucking pussies? Impeach this asshole.
Well, and now, so he's pissed off the intelligence community, who now are eagerly trying to investigate all the Russian connections, and are probably going to start going after him for financial bullshit, too, the more that he pisses them off. And now he's going after the military. Now he's shitting on the military. His generals that he loves, that are the best generals ever in the history of generals.
Yeah.
That have been amassed by and put in place by him. What are they sitting saying after they see this video?
I don't know.
He's like, they wanted to do it. They came to me and they lost Ryan.
When he was in the guy that says the operation goes forward ultimately is Schittler, right?
This lying sack of shit right here.
So why wouldn't he think that ultimately that soldier's death falls on his shoulders, right?
That's not how he rolls.
He said he wanted to do the operation. I don't understand.
No, they said they wanted to do the operation.
But they asked you if they could do it.
But they said they wanted to do it.
Oh, my God. How disturbing.
You talk about privilege. Somebody who's never had to take responsibility for anything.
But now he's
president. Whole fucking miserable life.
The buck stops here. What, wasn't that a president? Didn't the president say that? Wasn't that Teddy Roosevelt? The fucking buck stops here.
How are those heel spurs, Donnie?
Right.
Those kind of cleared up pretty quickly, didn't they, after Vietnam was over? Funny.
Right. And he played baseball or football?
And
college.
They lost Ryan. And I was at the airport when the casket came in, the body came in, and it was a very sad with the family, and it's a great family, incredible wife and children. I met most of the family. And I can...
I love the dog. Great dog.
I understand people saying that. I'd feel... What's worse? There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse. But again, this was something that they were looking at for a long time doing. And according to General Mattis, it was a very successful mission. They got tremendous amounts of information.
According to General Mattis, it was a successful operation.
God, those words shouldn't even roll off his fucking tongue. It's just like... that, man...
So he's basically like, well, you know, it's worth it.
Oof.
Worth it. We got some info.
That is chilling.
We lost one, you know, gave his life. It's great.
Who listens to that and is like, oh, yeah, okay. That's okay. That makes sense.
And he's
who
basically
listens to that?
Yeah, and he's basically just saying, you know, hey, they wanted to do this, but I went and did the hard part, and I was there when the plane landed with the body. I was there with the great family.
Do we have proof of that?
No, there probably was video or something. I don't think he reinstituted the George Bushian cover up.
Oh yeah.
Of the Iraq War, where you can't see they wouldn't show the caskets with the flags on them anymore.
Oh my God, the GOP. God, what a shit fucking legacy. You're leaving. God. What are people going to say about that party like 50 fucking years from now?
I can't imagine history looking upon them well, right? I mean, God, I mean, I just don't.
Well, you're not going to look up at some mountain and see Mitch the bitch's sad turtle face etched into it?
Oh, God.
Or Boehner?
We'd have to resurrect Dolly to try to carve that face.
God, listen to these GOP. Trump, Gingrich, it just goes on and on and on. Tyrannical shitheads.
I've got a story here. Maybe we lighten up the mood a little wee bit. about an inventor,
yes,
an innovator, Ryan.
Yeah.
Who is surprised, is horrified, is aghast.
Yes.
At the reaction to his product that he has created, which he believes will help.
Is it gross?
He believes this will help the world.
Yeah. Is this? I have no fucking idea. It just sounds like it's going to be gross, like bathroom oriented or something.
He's a chiropractor.
Okay.
From Kansas.
Right.
His name is Daniel Dopps.
Okay.
Dr. Dopps.
Uh-oh.
D-O-P-P-S. Got a patent for his product. Believes that his product will totally revolutionize his niche.
God. This fucking guy
waiting
into?
For one of the big, like Procter and Gamble or Kimberly Clark or some other giant company to buy him up, snatch. Allow me to, pun intended, snatch it up.
Oh my God, is he selling one of these vaginal steamers? That Gwyneth uses, mother of apple.
He has created something called Menses. M-E-N-S-E-Z.
Right.
Feminine lipstick, which uses a patented enzyme to glue your labia shut to keep the menstrual fluid from leaking out. So you glue your vagina closed in lieu of a tampon or a pad. He says you slide it on, and apparently you walk around with your labia stuck together all day until you have to pee, at which point the urine unsticks the glue and all the menstrual fluid comes out as you pee.
God damn this. That's insane. Dude, nobody wants that. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like to have a uterus and shit, but I don't know.
From Dr. Dopps's LinkedIn page, Menses Feminine Lipstick is a natural patented compound of amino acids and oil.
Is this a guy? Is this a man?
Daniel.
Okay.
In a lipstick applicator that is applied to the labia minora and causes them to cling together in a manner strong enough to retain menstrual fluid in the vestibule above the labia minora.
What is the vestibule?
Where the veg...
The vestibule.
A hallway. In the hallway of love.
In the hallway of more vagina.
Above the labia minora where the vaginal opening and urethra exit. The Menses compound... Maybe it's Menses. Menses compound is instantly washed away with urine, which releases the menstrual fluid along with the urine into the toilet every time a woman urinates. What's no it? Pads or tampons are necessary. Safe and clean. Hashtag menstruation manners.
Daniel, Dr. Daniel, listen, I'm going to make a suggestion. You got to get a woman involved in this if you're going to do this, because I got to tell you, like, I think it's kind of fucked up. If you're a dude just selling vaginal glue, there's something very fucked up about this. He's a guy. He's telling you to glue your vagina shut.
Well, he's getting a lot of negative back. He's getting a lot of negative conversation.
Are you going to glue your dick hole shut, stupid? Are you going to glue your fucking dick hole? Do you think? I'll just pee through it. It'll wash it away, pussy. Just do it.
Somebody said,
how the fuck did he think of this?
Oh,
I know.
He went on and said, yes, I'm a man, and you as a woman should have come up with a better solution than diapers and plugs, but you didn't. Reason being, this listen to this asshole.
This is a joke.
Reason being, women are focused. No, he's got a patent. Women are focused on and distracted by your period 25% of the time, making them far less productive than they should be.
Oh, my God.
Than they could be. What a fucking
asshole.
Dude,
man. Bleed out your dick and
this guy voted
something.
Trump, obviously. Some tend to be far more creative than men, but they're periods that stifle them.
Stifle.
And play with their heads.
Your period's been stifling you. You know what you need? Let me glue your pussy shut. What the fuck? What the fuck? I mean, how did he test this? Does he?
He goes on and says, whatever you call them, whatever color you make them, they're still diapers.
Right.
And you've been duped into thinking you're wonderful.
Yeah.
Men says, seals in the blood and fluids.
Oh, yeah.
That what? Are sterile as long as they're inside the body and all the grossness from leakage and undergarments. There's no bacterial contamination. He's saying it's all nasty and smelly when you pull out your tampon or you take off your or you take off your pad because it's been exposed to the air. Whereas if you seal that shit closed and then you say open sesame when you sit down to pee,
yes,
that it won't.
So when is he on Shark Tank?
I don't know.
How do you fucking?
So there you go. We'll keep our
eyes.
Does
he have sales? I'm serious.
Stunned about the. Well, no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have any other information.
Let me tell you something. This is not. If you're a guy, you actually shouldn't be allowed to buy this if you're a dude. Because your manual said he got something. I'm going to put this on you and it'll sew your vagina shut.
Glue.
Glue. Whatever. God, this is so fucked up.
At Menses Tech on the Twitter has 39 followers.
Okay.
The last tweet on February 25th says, for all the haters, it's a misunderstanding. Menses is an elegant idea that might make life better.
God damn. We should figure out where the fuck this is.
So there you go. This guy.
Oh, God.
Who sounds like he doesn't know a whole heck of a lot about women, invented some vagina glue.
Does he sell online or is he in any stores? Or
I don't have sales.
Where can I buy this? Can I go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and get some
Just so
glue?
You know, just so you know, Ryan, that even in the Trumpian era,
yes,
science continues on and innovation continues.
Right. We figured out a way to sew it shut.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com for all your crabby needs. Help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Yes.
Buy your shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
We get paid.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed or his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back tomorrow, everybody.
Free the clam.
Yeah. Shut.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.